Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Vav. Hakosev Shtei Oseis B'Shtei Ha'alamas. If someone writes two letters, which is the minimum for the Melacha of Kosev, and he wrote it in Shtei Ha'alamas in two spans of forgetfulness. When he wrote the first letter, he was forgot that it was Shabbos, or he forgot that it was Usher to write on Shabbos. Then at some point in time afterwards, he remembered it was Shabbos or it was Usher. And then later again, he forgot and he wrote the second letter. Or in the second case, Achas Shachris V'Achas Bein Arbaim, if he wrote one letter in the morning of Shabbos, wow, and one letter in the afternoon of Shabbos, even if he forgot from the whole time, from beginning to end, still, the time in between is a time that he's expected to remember in between, and it's considered the same thing as the first case, as if he remembered in between. In both of these cases, Rabbi Gamliel Mechayev. Rabbi Gamliel still says that Tzchayev Echatas, because he forgot at the time of both letters that were written, both the first and the second letter, he forgot it was Shabbos or he forgot it was Usher, even though there was a time in between that he remembered or that he was expected to remember. Still, since he forgot at both times, it's still Chayev Chatas. But Chachamim Peturim, the Chachamim argue and they exempt a carbon. They say the fact that he became aware in between the two letters that it was Shabbos or that it was Usher, or if it was enough time that he was expected to remember, then it divides the two and it's considered split, and he doesn't have one malacha from beginning to end that it was done b'shegig, and therefore it's an exempt from a carbon. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah discusses the malacha of oirig, weaving. What's the minimum amount of weaving? Rabbi Eliezer says, ha'oirig shleisha chutin b'tchila. B'tchila, in the beginning of starting a weave, this is starting a new cloth, the first, he needs three threads to start weaving with, and that's the minimum amount. Once he starts weaving three threads in beginning a cloth, to have a significance for the malacha of oirig. However, ve'echad al arg, only one thread needs to be added onto already woven cloth in order to be transgress the malacha of oirig when he's adding on to already a cloth. So three threads when he's beginning a new weave, but to add to old weave, just adding one thread already is chayev, is liable mederaisa. But Chachamim Maimrim, the Chachamim argue under Bliezer, and they say, bein b'tchila, bein b'saif, whether he's starting a new cloth or whether he's finishing off an old cloth, shiurei shnei chutin, the shear is two threads to begin or two threads to add to an old cloth. That's the minimum amount to transgress the malacha of oirig, weaving.